Israelis have been watching events in Egypt with great concern. After all, Hosni Mubarak was the first Arab leader to make peace with the Jewish state. Now that Mubarak is gone, Israel is hoping that its fragile peace with Egypt can survive. The World's Matthew Bell is back in Jerusalem after spending time in Cairo. What's the reaction there in Israel today, Matthew?
Lisa, the story's been huge here in Israel, of course, because as you mentioned, Egypt was the first Arab country to make peace with Israel. It's a huge country right next door. 84 million Egyptians are there. And the Israelis haven't had to worry about the border with Egypt for more than 30 years. The nightmare scenario that you hear Israelis talk about, say that they're worried about, is a takeover by Islamists in Egypt. They're very worried about the Muslim Brotherhood. The Brotherhood has a relationship with Hamas in Gaza. From the Israeli perspective, that would be a disaster if the new government in Egypt would come to power and view Israel as an enemy and would put an end to the peace treaty that Israelis have grown accustomed to over all these years.
I wonder if that's considered a real concern at this point. Of course, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of the government in Egypt right now, but are Israelis preparing themselves, including the government, in any way for the possibility that the peace treaty might be scrapped?
I'm sure they are. You know, it's hard to say exactly what sort of scenarios they're playing out, but there are specific things that officials have talked about. One thing is the border with Egypt down in the Sinai. It's a long stretch of land. The Israelis are busy starting to build a more high-tech and sophisticated system of fences. What they worry about is that if the Egyptian military isn't going to enforce the border and prevent people coming across, they worry about extremists sneaking into Israel and committing terrorist attacks. They've said that. You know, it's hard to say exactly where things are going to go in Egypt and what kind of government there's going to be there, but the peace treaty with Israel has not been deeply popular among the Egyptian public, and Israelis know that. They worry about it. When I was just in Cairo, for example, I saw protesters in the square with Stars of David spray painted on pictures of Hosni Mubarak. There were Stars of David spray painted on burned out police trucks. You know, the message there is clear. They think they're anti-government demonstrators who say that Mubarak was a stooge for the Israelis, and they say the Egyptian people want something different.
Hosni Mubarak was a major player in the peace process. So I wonder what Palestinians are saying right now. What's the reaction from the Palestinian territories?
Right. The reaction tonight in Gaza, evidently, there were celebrations in Ramallah, in the West Bank capital. Also in Gaza, there were reports of people firing their guns in the air and celebrating. Hamas, the rulers of Gaza, have evidently welcomed the end of the Mubarak regime. They have seen Mubarak's government as an enemy of Gaza because it maintained a blockade of the Gaza Strip. On the other hand, there's also a fledgling anti-Hamas movement and some online activism that's going on in Gaza. I was watching my Twitter feed tonight as the news came through from Egypt and saw that some Gaza activists were saying this is an example of what could happen in Gaza. And those young people want to organize demonstrations of their own against Hamas.
All right. Thank you very much. Speaking to us from Jerusalem, the World's Matthew Bell. Thanks, Matthew.
Good to talk with you, Lisa.